WWJ News Time 1:11. It was 2 years ago this week that the nation's economic crisis reached its summit, and President Bush signed legislation to fix what's been called the worst financial crisis in the U.S. since the Great Depression. News Radio 950's Sandra McNeil reports that the fallout has been hard on those in Metro Detroit.
Beaumont Hospital psychiatrist Dr. Howard Belkin says losing a job can be more stressful in some cases than even dealing with a death.
Guilt and feelings of inadequacy are two of the strongest negative motivators there are. I've seen patients that, because of these feelings of guilt and inadequacy and the thoughts that I'm a job, become almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. They do self-defeating things. They want to go get a job, but their depression, their anxiety gets so bad that they literally can't get out of bed.
Belkin says that's because in our culture, people confuse their identity with what they do.
Remember that you are not just a radio announcer, a pharmacist, a doctor, an engineer. You're a whole person with a family, with children, with people who really care about you.
He says those who are more resilient have interests or hobbies outside of their jobs. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
And coming up this weekend, the